Here. You're here to talk movies.
That, the Voice of Ireland is an excellent show. I just have to say it completely unbiasedly.
I'll have to take your word for it. Haven't seen it. Okay, let me just see where we are here with all of this, because you're talking about movies and you're talking about the cinema and you're talking about VHSs. Do people still do VHS? Nah.
Bit DVDs, old school. Little bit.
DVDs or Apple TVs or whatever all the other stuff is. Netflix. So basically what you can watch over the weekend, especially if you're staying in, it wouldn't be too easy if you're going to drive in the car. What's happening in the cinema?
What's happening in the cinema? A weird mix of things in the cinema this week, because first of all I'm going to start off with Under the Skin, which is the latest film from Jonathan Glazer. Now Jonathan Glazer, he kind of made his name doing these amazing genre defying adverts and music videos, and then his films are very a weird mix of genres. He did Sexy Beast, which is kind of a weird take on the gangster film of Ben Kingsley. Then he did Birth, which was an incredibly incredibly odd little film with Nicole Kidman, who falls in love with a 10-year-old boy who claims to be the reincarnated version of her husband, which made a lot of people very uncomfortable.
Although when you say ads, didn't he did the ad for the Guinness one with all the waves?
Yeah, the surfing Guinness ad, and he did a beautiful film, Stella Artois. Yeah,
all the buildings with all the paint.
Yeah, and it was beautiful, and he really kind of just elevates the art form, and he has weird little ideas. But Under the Skin, he's just getting progressively more enigmatic, but so technically advanced. It's beautiful. So this stars Scarlett Johansson, and we see her at the start, and she's basically an alien, and she steals the clothes of a lifeless young woman, and it's in this room that's completely made of light, and it's a very slow sequence, and there's a voiceover going on of Scarlett Johansson's voice just practicing words. It's like a vocal exercise, but it's incredibly eerie, and the film basically remains on this tone of it's completely enigmatic. Scarlett Johansson is almost silent for the entire film, but it follows this alien character as she drives around Scotland looking for lonely young men, and the only interactions that she
through
really,
what?
That's the thing. She basically invites them in and starts flirting with them a little bit, and then when they get back to her home, which is this very isolated ramshackle house in the back arse of Scotland, she takes them, and it everything goes into kind of figurative metaphorical visuals. So she invites them into her home, and then suddenly it's all oil slicked floors that turn into quicksand for her victims, and they're basically taken and seduced and then subsumed into this state of suspended animation. But her motivations are never explained, and what's actually happening is never explained, so it's kind of unclear of whether what's reality or what's a metaphorical example of, you know, kind of what they're experiencing. So it's based on this novel by Michael Faber, but everything is just completely stripped back. So it's all about the atmosphere, and it's kind of like Stanley Kubrick in that it's very unnerving, and you never quite understand what's going on, but you understand that these men are in danger. But it's also this idea of an alien looking at the people of Scotland from her point of view. And this film, a lot of it was filmed on the sly.
Wow.
A lot of interactions are real.
That's a good 2 minutes of whatever. In fact, Jonathan Glazer is the only man who can answer all these questions. So I'll be talking to him on the programme next week, and he'll tell us more about it.
Yeah.
That's Under the Skin. What about Veronica Mars?
Veronica Mars, this is the Veronica Mars movie. It's based on this incredibly successful TV show in the States, which nobody ever here seems to watch, though. Veronica Mars, she's this gumshoe.
I'm not the only one. I thought everybody knew it, no?
No, I mean, it's huge over in the States. I think it has a bit of a cult following over here, but it's not huge. It's Kristen Bell, and she's a high school private detective, essentially, and she's taken after her dad, and she gets involved in all these cases. So this is a few years on, but this was funded by fans. It was based on a Kickstarter campaign. So about 91,000 fans donated $6 million for this film to get made. So it's a few years on, and it's basically a three-part reunion episode. So Veronica Mars is a little bit more grown up now. She's applying to a top law firm, but her old boyfriend, who's played by Jason Doering, rings up, and he's been charged with the murder of his girlfriend, and he wants her to come back. So it's this idea of going back to her home in Neptune, California, and reigniting all these old relationships, but kind of getting sucked back into small town mentality while also trying to solve this case. And there's this ongoing tension between her and her ex-boyfriend of will they, won't they get
the
back together.
The audience? Is the Hunger Games audience?
No, it's not. It's completely a Veronica Mars audience, because the thing about this film
is
what
age is that?
I'd say it's kind of early teens to kind of mid-20s.
Right.
But the thing is that it doesn't quite work as a film, because all of the relationships, they seem quite bland on screen, but they're obviously building on like three series worth of chemistry. So the interactions between the friends aren't particularly funny. The interactions with her ex-boyfriend aren't particularly romantic or chemistry-filled, but they're obviously building on this relationship that the audience have with the relationships. And there's a lot of throwbacks. The idea of having a high school reunion means that a lot of old show favourites are coming back into it. So fans will be completely happy. For me, it felt like a TV episode stretched to 90 minutes. And the for a low budget, the visuals aren't amazing, but
okay, well,
fans will be happy.
Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson in Scotland, Veronica Mars, so you're saying there, and Kristen Bell is the main one of that. What about your man from Breaking Bad? He's in a movie, finally.
Yeah, we're kind of jumping genres very quickly.
He hasn't been in other ones, but yeah.
Yeah, this is Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
Does he say, yo, bitch, at any stage, no?
No, unfortunately. You're just waiting, I know. Yeah, it could be a drinking game in and of itself, just waiting. But yeah, this film, Need for Speed, it's based on a video game. And the director, Scott Waugh, he made Act of Valor, which was also based on a soldier video game. So this is, it's kind of trying to overtake Fast and Furious as the next big car franchise. But unfortunately, it's incredibly stupid. Aaron Paul plays the lead, and it's set in Detroit, which is a really interesting location because Detroit, as you know, it's just ruins at this stage. But he's meant to be part of this underground car racing group who seem to have endless resources and endless beautiful cars and beautiful clothes. But he is framed for a murder that he did not commit.
Of course.
So after 2 years in jail, he gets out and he has to have a showdown with his nemesis, who's played by the
doubt he has a need for speed.
So the car races are actually kind of impressive. I know, you just read into that beautifully.
I did, didn't I? I just saw, what do you call it, Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah.
Some of the set pieces in that are fantastic. Better than anything in a Bond.
It's kind of more gritty. It's trying to be the more gritty version of Fast and Furious. So there's no CGI in most of the car racing scenes. So they kind of have more of a heft and a weight. Because I think with Fast and Furious, it feels like the Avengers on wheels. Like nothing can destroy these guys.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Some of the Vin Diesel stuff. Okay, listen, that's that one there, which is the third one there, which is the final one, Need for Speed, Under the Skin, Veronica Mars. What about at home watching movies?
Well, you can either go for a young adult action adventure or you can go for a French lesbian erotica. So, you know, I think all bases are
covered, whatever you say.
Hunger Games Catching Fire. So is the sequel to Hunger Games. I actually really like this franchise, and I usually tend to stay away from young adult franchises because
it goes over my head. I've seen the two of them. I'm not getting it. Sorry.
I find it interesting, actually. So for anyone who has been, I don't know, stuck in Jumanji board game for the past few years or something, this takes place in the Glasgow Furious just Kingdom of Pan Am, where there's an annual bread and circus spectacle with teenagers competing for survival and food for their district. So Jennifer Lawrence, she went through the Hunger Games in the first film, and in the second one, she's now this idol, but the government in this world is kind of using her as a propaganda puppet because she won by breaking the rules and by having this false relationship with this boy from a district.
But are you sure it's false?
I know. It's all building and there's a love triangle.
I'll watch number three. There is a third and final one, isn't there?
There's actually the third and final book. It's being divided into two films, so you're going to get two more installments. Yeah. More money. But this is kind of, it's an interesting take on politics in this dystopian universe. A lot of the games...
Interesting is a bit of a big word, but okay.
The games are slightly repetitive, but there actually is a lovely bit with Philip Seymour Hoffman is in this film.
He is big time. And in fact, will I give anything away by saying in the end of number two, he's not the same as when he's dancing with her at one stage and he tells her something and we don't really know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's ulterior motives going on, but he puts in this beautiful performance, but they're after saying that he will make an appearance, and they'd shot enough material that it'll be in the other films.
Is he a friend of Donald Sutherland or not?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I'm giving stuff away. Okay, what's the other movie now? I know what the other movie is. This other movie is my favourite movie of the last 6 months, easily. I loved it.
Because of the storyline or certain scenes?
No. I'll tell you one thing. If that bloody 6 minute lesbian scene wasn't in it, it'd still be the greatest movie. I'm getting sick of all the attention it's getting. And your woman, the main one in her, she's Greek, isn't she? She's fucking brilliant.
Adele.
Brilliant. And the other one's just as good.
And
they won the prize at Cannes and deserved every bit of it. It's an astonishing movie.
It's amazing. It's a 3 hour long story, but it's about...
Sorry, it's called Blue is the Warmest Colour.
Blue is the Warmest Colour. So it's directed by Adele Kashish, and it should have been nominated for Oscars, but the French officials didn't put it in for anything, which was quite an odd
political
situation.
Is that why it didn't get it and The Great Beauty was getting everything?
I think it would have raked everything in. It's this beautiful story of a young lesbian relationship that strikes up, and it's a coming of age story, and it's a story about how engrossing and all encompassing that first love can be. So it's about this young woman, Adele, who's just insatiable in all aspects of life. She wants to take as much love in as she can. There's all these close-ups of her very sensually eating to represent represent, you know, her appetite for life.
The eating, the dancing, the whole thing. It's just really fun. She's just an amazing face on her. Everything.
Yeah, you know. And it's so vanity free, her performance, because they go through all the highs and lows. But it's sobbing and it's sex and it's just this all this heightened emotion that goes with being a young person who's fallen in love with the first time. So it spans about 7 years over 3 hours, but it's slow and you get so involved in the small minutiae of this emotional relationship.
It is long.
It is long, but I didn't feel like it was long because you get so engrossed in
how
real it
is. By the way, those of you who are feeling a bit lazy this weekend, you do have to read it.
Unless
you know your French. But it doesn't matter. It's just brilliant. It's the best movie I've seen in a long time. It's called Blue is the Warmest Colour, and I couldn't recommend it enough. But the sound of it, you do too.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. So Blue the Warmest Colour, if you're going for it.
Okay, well listen, Rowan McDermott from Hot Press Movies, etc. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us in the programme this morning. We'll see your brother tomorrow on The Voice.
Yes, you will.
Okay, very brief.